Mastercraft. Belish Mother. And Zlatan. Hallelujah. Great music, great vibe. Right here, what's up, Lagos? How you doing, Lagos? How you doing this morning? I hope that you woke up on the bright side. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm back with my awesomeness. I hope that you missed me. I know that you missed me. Because, Collis, I'm sure that you missed me as well.
Yes, I did. And they didn't let me rest, even though I announced that, please, she's not going to be around. They said, they'll still asking, hey, hope she's okay. She's okay. She just had to take a break, I said it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My baby needed to get my attention, so I had to be there. So how are you doing? I hope you're fine. I hope that you woke up on the bright side, like I usually say. And today's another fun time with the techers on What's Up, Lagos. And of course, we're bringing back Family Talk. Mm-hmm. And you know how we do it on Family Talk. We talk about everything family. You and I, family. Mm-hmm. I and him, family. Or him and I, family. Everything family, we bring it to the fore. Mm-hmm. Right here on What's Up, Lagos. So today is no exception. We have a very interesting topic today. Mm-hmm. One that I've been asking Collins this question. If I ask you to do, if on the very first day, should I throw the topic already?
I mean, there's no crime. Giving them an idea.
Okay.
I mean, we missed the family talk, so let's get straight into it, right?
All right. So what interesting, one very, very, very beautiful morning, beautiful day. Talk let to talk. Yeah. Where I think we were planning on how many children to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, I'm not sure that I want to do the whole family planning method,
okay.
Right? I said, I'm not sure I'm going to use any of them. So I was like, Jekuri Ekpeo. And then I asked him a certain question. Can you do vasectomy?
Huh.
And he was like, what? What? What is that? And I'm like, yeah. Can you do vasectomy? Now, that's something men, it's a method of family planning for men where they get to take off what makes them be produced. Not exactly the, but yeah, what, you know.
The ability to give belly.
Yeah, exactly. But that does not mean you're not going to be a man. You're still a man. You're still a very active a man. But it's just you're not able to have more children as a man. And he said, no, he can't do it. Outrightly told me no.
Yeah.
So I'm the one who's going to have to suffer my body going through the what's it called? The family planning method, right? Because there are several of them and they react differently on, you know, women's reproductive system and their whole hormones and what have you. Mm. And then I'm asking him, can't you do that? Take one for the family at least. Take one for the team. Why do I have to be the one always taking for the team? And I'm sure that a lot of women are experiencing the same thing.
Yeah.
Ask your husbands, can you do vasectomy? Take one for the team. I'm sure the men are going to say no.
Well, I know a lot of people do not even know when they talk about family planning. They just think that it's a woman now. It's a woman that should plan. Mm-hmm. She's the one that should work on not conceiving.
Mm.
You know, and that's why when you asked that question, it was strange to me, and I was like, okay.
That's because you weren't exactly aware of it.
Yep, I wasn't, and I was like, the first thing that comes to your mind is okay.
Does it mean I'm not going?
You understand? So,
oh my goodness.
No is my answer, straight up.
I think that has to be debunked.
Yeah.
That mentality has to be, that's why a lot of men are scared. Like, no. Doesn't mean I'm not going to be a man. See, that ego comes off. What are you trying to say? That I'm not going to be a man again? No, nobody's saying you're not going to be a man. You're going to be a man. You're going to be a very active man. It's just that you cannot just reproduce. Simple.
You can give. You can't.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Just so you can manage the children we have.
Exactly. That if you're now, at this point, you've had, let's say, three children. You spaced three children.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give birth to have three children, right, in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And you've told yourself, okay, we're done giving birth. Now, instead of me, you know, having to maybe freeze my eggs or having to, you know, just go
use
through
any
that
of the methods,
method. Exactly.
The server method.
The man is there to do the vasectomy where he would not conceive. I mean, he's not going to be able to
get
impregnate.
Get a woman pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and also, people are thinking now. Yeah. A lot of people are thinking many things. Many things.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm a little. I'm cringing when I'm saying it. But I have to say with a lot of confidence because we cannot always push the things to the women. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the man should also take one for the team.
That's right.
It's as simple as that.
Absolutely. So now you have it. We'll be looking at child spacing.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I want to add this. I'm so sorry. Except you have other plans.
Plans where? What if...
Except you have other plans.
The plans can be both sides, you know. Let me explain. Me personally...
Yeah, you are sure that you cannot produce again. Uh-huh. So you are done and dusted.
Mm-hmm. So you not do that family planning method that, you know, cannot allow you do that.
Yes.
There are risks involved in both. You see, everything has advantage and disadvantage. You know, some people are scared of doing some things out there because they are scared of, am I not going to give another person getting someone else pregnant?
Yeah.
So you see, everything, they'll be thinking right now, okay, this is what I can do. If I do this, I can, you know. So there are both sides. Mm-hmm. There are two angles.
Okay.
As for me, you know the answer. I don't know why you're asking me again.
All right.
Already,
but are you going to take one for the team? Are you going to do that? Like, well, when we're done, are you going to do it?
Thinking about that. When we're done.
Yeah.
Why not? I could take that step.
Legal Nigeria. You heard it.
Yeah. I could take that step.
He says going to take one for the team.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for
13
that.
Minutes past 10. That's what the sign time says. And you already have an idea of what we're talking about.
That's right.
We'll be talking child spacing and family planning. It looks like it's going to be a series because there are different parts this conversation that we try to look. Mm-hmm. And at some point in one of the episodes, we'll probably have some experts to join us and even have some families to join us right here, a couple to join us and have the conversation. But for today, is Andrea and I and you out there to discuss this matter.
That's right. Today, we're going to sample your opinion on what you know about child spacing. It will surprise you that a lot of people don't understand what it is to child space, where you have a child 9 months after you're already pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That's not child spacing. I'm sorry. That's not. We're also going to highlight the importance of child spacing and family planning. And also understudy your view on why people don't practice child spacing and family planning. That means there are a lot of people who do not practice child spacing. That is, they don't even... I mean, they're not part of those who say, I don't want to do any methods.
If it come, it come.
It's God that give it. God that said we should
be
fruitful and
multiply.
What about
those who are looking for children? You know, things
that's
like
right.
that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about. And I can't wait to get into the conversation. But you know, it's an attitude or it's a way of life on the show.
It's a culture.
To check on y'all how you're doing.
That's right.
And ask you, hey, what's up, Lagos? You scream, what's up, Lagos? The exercise. And you tell me, man, I'm on the road right now. The traffic is crazy. You tell us what's happening in your lungu. Or your neighborhood, wherever you are, whether you're in the bus or you're on the way to the office, so wherever you are, you can, you're listening, you can tell them, turn up that volume. I need to hear. We're listening to Nigeria Info, the techers on air, the techers on Family Talk. We can't wait because we all have families, so it's a show for everybody.
That's right.
Anybody, why is that song playing in my head? I'll play it, but let's
hear from you. I'm sure that when you mentioned family, when people hear all the tech is the first thing that comes to their mind. No, they're from, it's for married people. No, you're from a family, okay? So it's for you. And one day you're going to have your own family, isn't it? Yeah. So moving on, it's for everybody. But I'm particularly concerned about your health and particularly concerned about your mental state. I'm particularly concerned about how you are doing this morning. So feel free to call us up and tell us how you're doing this morning. We would love to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman today, I want to hear a lot of women share their experiences. If you have used any of the child family planning methods, I want to know how it reacted on you. I want to just know how. And if you're still going to go ahead with it, was it fine with you? Or it wasn't? And have you brought up that conversation like I did with my husband about vasectomy? If you have, please let us know what he said. 01-465-7190. I'll take that again. 01-465-7190.
That's it. That's it. The number for those who are calling, that's a ladies' line, right?
That's right.
But 0700-993-993-993. And that's the number. For WhatsApp, it's 0809 or 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number. We're also streaming live on Facebook. Hello, Facebook.
Hi, hi.
All right. And on YouTube. Hi, YouTube. You've been a part of my life these days, and it seems you're owing me. Because every second Zane coughs, I just need Baby Shark. And,
that's right.
And I have to stream it. And I don't know, man.
It's
the same story
already,
with parents.
Yeah, it's funny how he already knows how to call Baby Shark, that he wants to listen to Baby Shark. He wants to watch it.
Baby Shark, Baby Shark. Baby Shark what? Baby Shark was. Anyways.
Don't be harsh.
So we're live on YouTube, and you can join us there. And don't stream Baby Shark. Stream us. Nigeria Info 99.3. Only parents who understand. What's that Baby Shark? What's that Baby Shark?
Man.
Most parents will be saying understand. By the way, it's the most viewed video in the history of most streamed video in the history of videos in the world.
On YouTube, basically.
With more than the number of people on Earth. Streaming it. So if you have more than 7 billion people streaming a particular video, it's like maybe people are streaming from space, from Mars.
I think one person multiple times.
Of course, several accounts. We all have different accounts.
Yes,
anyway, we're going to break now. And when we come back, we'll get into the calls and conversation. I don't know why that played. Anyways, we're not going on any break, guys. We'll go straight to the calls and hearing from you as we take you across Lagos this morning for the news in the lungus of the mainland and the island, right?
That's right.
Lines buzzing.
Let's see who we have. Hello? Hello, good morning. All right, the call is back. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Techers.
How you doing?
I'm fine. We missed you yesterday.
I know, right? I missed you guys, too.
Yes. Anonymous. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
He said he wants to be anonymous. That's okay. Let's go.
I will do. Mm. But I won't let my wife know that I will do.
Now that's creepy. That's very creepy.
Wow.
So that when she gets pregnant, it's like, come here. Where did you get this baby from? Because I have done this.
No, that's not what I mean.
Okay, what do you mean?
What I mean is that she's already doing it and it's helping the family.
Yeah.
Okay.
With that, so... But because how I know how important it is to spread childbirth.
Yeah.
Bearing the economic circumstances we are facing, now I have to go to register my child for NIN for JAMB. That's why I'm still at home. I know what it is, so I don't want to incur more trouble for myself in regards to that. So I will do, because I know how important it is.
Great.
But I would please don't mention it
to your wife. All right. Thank you. Nama Yubi. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much for that. Appreciate you. Well,
okay, so he chose to remain anonymous. Chose to remain anonymous, and then he says he's going to accept doing vasectomy. Now, for some people who are wondering what vasectomy is about, I think it's basically for men where you permanently, that is when you're done, when you're done having kids, you have planned that you want to have just 3 kids in your family, or you've planned that you want to have 4 kids, or you want to have 2 kids, and you don't want to go further.
Mm-hmm.
For men, right, the option is a vasectomy, right? It is a surgical procedure for male sterilization or permanent contraception. Right. Well, during the procedure, the male... this is a long gist. I think I'm going to explain further as to what vasectomy is about, the risk that involves, and the benefits as well, so that you can properly understand what it's about. Mm. Okay.
That's a move. But that's interesting to know that someone...
can actually opt for it.
For it. So, guys, we're getting gradually into the conversation, like play-by-play, but we also want to know what's happening in Lungu, like what's going on. Very necessary.
And how you're feeling.
And how you're feeling this morning, all right?
Yeah.
It's not a must. It's not a must. Just we care, and that's why we're doing this, right? Back to the call. So, we'll have WhatsApp messages. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up? Just alive.
Yeah? Oh, first-time caller.
Wow. Great to have you here.
Welcome.
Well, calling.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I want to say because of the situation of the economy, It will be good if another way of controlling chargeback is being given. For that, it's a very difficult situation. Let me just give you an instance.
Okay.
Let's say maybe a man and a wife decide to have two kids, that along the line, maybe something happened to the children, and then you've decided to have the so-called, what did you call it?
Vasectomy, you mean?
Okay.
Yes. Oh.
Come back. Don't go. You must finish it. I know where you're going to. You must finish it.
Oh, my goodness.
And at the end of the day, the two kids now were passed away.
Okay.
And what would now happen to the man?
Big question.
Okay.
Big question.
All right. God will not let us see bats in Jesus' name. All right. But hey, so, I understand you now.
Well, we have to look at it another way around. So that we wouldn't complicate our issue.
That's right.
So that's the way I see it.
Okay.
Thank you and have a good day.
And you too.
All right. So he made a point, actually.
You now get to the question of what method do you think is best for you? Because everyone has to choose what works for them.
Yeah, you know, but from the male, from what we have done a little research about, that's the only thing that works for men, apart from using a condom.
So it's better for the women to do it then, so that way, because women know you can go back, you can remove it.
Yeah, but there are a lot of risks to that as well.
So there are risks involved
there are
anyway.
Risks, in fact, high risks involves us, you know, when it comes to the women as well. That's why I really do want women to share their experiences. Okay. If you're using any family planning methods, has it worked for you? I would like for you to share.
All right, we'd like to share because I've been hearing family planning from when I was a kid. You know, I remember my days growing up listening to a radio station somewhere in Boya, it's in Mount Cameron FM. And every morning they had this song you play, Family Planning, let's sit together, Family Planning, let's do it. So at least that song was playing in my head all the time, Family Planning. I remember asking my mom, what was Family Planning? And she explained to me for the first time. So it's been a conversation for as long as I have lived.
That's
and
right.
Even before I went on. So, and still, there are several questions and several, you know, differences, several opinions about family planning. And that makes for a great conversation here today on the radio.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, let me put out the female number again, the female only number again, 01465-7190. All right, so we can hear from you this morning. We also have WhatsApp messages, but I think we should pick a few calls first.
That's right. One before going to break. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, lady?
Hey, welcome.
Lakers. Hi.
Why? Welcome.
Okay.
What's up?
You see his mother, You know, seeing somebody called now, I was saying that. No, what if the child that what will happen to
the man? Yes.
I think let's take it this way. Okay, now, second made a comment now.
Yeah.
He said that the woman should be doing that things you used to remove and put back. I don't know why every time you say woman. Wait, okay.
I've
seen somebody that this family, woman born to be. The man now discussed, because his man is my friend.
Okay.
He went to our shop. He now said that he did family planning. I said, what kind of family planning did you do? He said, the one he did is 15 years. I said, who did his planning? He said, it's the wife. And I said, as a wife be like this now. For 15 years, the wife not born. I said, yes, now. And I said, I didn't say anything. I kept quiet. Then he left. I told somebody I'm working for. I said, do you know that this man is wicked? The man said, my ogre said, why did I say that? I said, good. You want to do family planning, you left yourself. You say your wife should be 15 years. Do you know that? even though that's a serious come.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
10:40, that's what the time says. We are live on Family Talk on What's Up Lagos this beautiful morning on the station that brings the best of talk. It's Africa's number one for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
That's right. And of course, we're talking. We're asking a few questions here. We're talking about family planning and child spacing. Before we let out the phone, like some men are parrying.
Oh my God.
Vasectomy.
I'm telling you, did I shake some tables?
Okay. I think I'll quickly go check the WhatsApp messages and see what some people are saying. Mm. Gideon from IDK says, wow, she's back. Welcome. Thank you so much, Gideon. And let's see. Obi-Wan from Festac says, what's up, Lagos? Morning, Collins and Andrea. Dissectomy, cosectomy, niabeg, wearing
clothes. Is it dissectomy, call?
Is it? Okay, dissectomy, call. Dissectomy, niabeg, wearing clothes always. Okay. All right, another person here says, this is Echezona from Otta. He says, please don't teach vasectomy because it's not reversible. Okay. Are you scared? Mm. John from ABK says, the problem with vasectomy is that it's irreversible. Mm-hmm. I won't do it, but condom and other reversible means I can. Okay.
Okay.
This person is vexing. No name, nothing. Just said vasectomy is not reversible. And please, guys, it's not that we are talking just about, we're mentioning just vasectomy. Mm-hmm. We're talking family planning and child spacing, right?
Generally.
So generally, we're asking the methods that one can use. And we're also saying that these conversations that couples should have before marriage and even in the marriage. And of course, these are conversations that you should have.
What are you going to get married or not? Just be in the know. No.
Yeah.
Because your information could help someone else. Huh?
So this person, Bashir, says, Tekes, I can never do it, even in my dream. What of if I'm not the father of the children we have at the end of the day?
So,
okay.
Oh boy.
All right. A lot of things are going through the minds of different men at the moment. All right. I'm glad that we're having this conversation. Okay. Moving on. This person decides to be anonymous and says, what's up, Lagos? I had my daughter through a C-section, so family planning was a must for me. Mm-hmm. I took the implant, the Jadel, I think. Mm-hmm. The first 8 months, I had some hormonal changes, which I was told was normal. After the 8th month, my body came back to normal.
Beautiful.
Shout out to you. We also mentioned that, so women, we want to hear from women as well. Mm. If you're undergoing any of the family planning methods, how's it reacting to you? How are your hormones doing? And then if you want to also share if you are for it or against it, let us know as well. We just want to sample your opinions, all right? And we're also asking, how many children do you think that average Nigerian family should have? Are we going by 2? Are we going by 3? Mm-hmm. We'll give you some statistics later on as the show progresses.
Yeah.
But I'd like for you to share your experience with us. Or we would like for you to share your experience with us.
That's right.
Moving on, Timmy from Ikotun says, good... Oh, I'm sorry. No. Timmy from Ikotun still says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Andrea and Collins. Great job you're doing. The matter of child spacing or family planning is still one that many people choose to be ignorant of. And there's a selfish side to it, but I won't get to it today. A vasectomy is actually very efficient, but most men don't know about it. And those who know about it view sterilization as emasculation. And I think that is actually true. I just mentioned it earlier. They're scared that they're not going to be a man anymore. Mm-hmm. A vasectomy doesn't make you less of a man. Now, vasectomies can be temporarily, that is sealed, or permanently cut off. It can be temporarily or permanently cut off. Okay?
Okay.
I hope this person is a specialist. It's, you're bringing so much information here. And he says, even when the tubes supplying sperms have been cut off, you can still undergo a vasovasectomy, which will remedy a previous vasectomy. So all isn't lost for my guys who are scared of their children dying later on. Okay, Timmy Pomikosa, shout out to you.
Thank you, man.
This is great information.
Mm-hmm. So, let's get there. Jelly. This has been the longest What's Up Lagos on SMS, right?
I'm telling you, Michael from VI is screaming What's Up Lagos, and we are screaming right back at you.
Cheers to life.
And he says, top of the morning to the techers. I will do it, but I will keep it to myself in case my wife will do exercise outside. I will be able to know.
Yeah, trust.
Okay. You see? All right, so another person here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning to the techers. I will remain anonymous. I have two kids, and I wish to have one more, but I'm scared because of the situation of the country.
We'll get there in the conversation.
All right, Philip Singh from Suleri says, what's up, Lagos? Hello, the techers. So I have two kids, a daughter and a son. Vasectomy is the blocking of the flu so that when a man ejaculates during sex, he ejaculates without semen. Mm. So therefore, he is unable to fertilize the egg to get a lady pregnant. Vasectomy is almost not reversible. The longer it stays, the harder it becomes for it to be reversed. Mm. Risk in vasectomy is blood clots in the semen, blood clots in the scrotum. Mm. And he says, my question is, can it be transferred? If not, please let us leave
vasectomy alone.
All right. Thank you so much for this,
Philip Singh
from Suleri.
Okay, guys, you can be a part of the conversation, an active part of the conversation today on the broadcast, which is live on Facebook, live on YouTube. And you can also tweet at us, all right, by searching Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can even call us, and the numbers to call.
0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, do call 01-465-7190.
Yeah, that's it. For WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. Send your WhatsApp messages. And I'll be going on Facebook to check some comments. I see a lot of them on Facebook already. But let's get to the calls. Before we even get into the calls, let's again remind you, Andrea mentioned why we're having this conversation, to sample your opinion on what you know about child spacing and family planning. And we also would like to highlight the importance of child spacing and family planning. Very important. We try to even understudy your view on why people don't practice child spacing and planning, and which of the child spacing mechanism or methods would you adopt and would like to adopt. Well, in 2017, a study showed that each year at least 7 million babies are born in Nigeria. Each year, 7 million babies born in Nigeria. While in 2019, the study by the UN's World Population Prospects shows that Nigerian population is expected to leap from 190 million to 410 million by the year 2050. And that's almost twice the number again by the end of the century. Now, this would mean that in just 30 years, Niger will be the world's third most populous nation, behind only China and India. So we're heading to a place where would have population that is the third largest in the world.
That's right. Now, according to the World Bank, Nigerian women have an average of 5.53 children, but the rate fluctuates between major cities like Lagos and rural areas, where it reaches up to 8 women.
The children.
Yeah, eight children per woman.
Oh boy. Wow. This is why today we have to talk on the family talk.
Wow.
Family planning and child spacing. And we're asking several questions, all right? Now, let's look at what the definition of child spacing or family planning and their importance as we move on, all right? Child spacing is also known as birth spacing, and it's a practice between pregnancies. So, you know, the when you wait before you
have another child.
You light again, And a woman's body needs to rest.
Very correct.
For the following pregnancy.
Yeah.
Now, after having a baby, it is a good idea to wait for at least 2 years. Yeah, that's what they say. At least 2 years before getting pregnant again to maintain the best health for, you know, the woman's body and her children.
That's right.
But when the time between pregnancy is less than 2 years, her body may not be ready to have a healthy baby.
That's right.
That's what, these are some of the findings.
That's very correct. I mean, the process of pregnancy and then childbirth is quite a lot happening to the woman's body. There are a lot of changes. And, you know, when she, after pregnancy period, the first, second and third trimester, there's also what we call the fourth trimester after the child is born, you know. There's also a lot of changes that a woman is still undergoing. Her body is still undergoing.
That's right.
Now, that period, she needs to rest so that her body can rejuvenate. Now, when that hasn't, if you have not left your body to, you know, go through that process of rest and rejuvenating, you could harm even yourself and the baby.
That's right. That's right, totally. So, guys, that's a conversation. Like I said, it's going to be a continuum. We'd have a part two, part three, even part four if possible. But today, we have a list of questions for you. What method of what method are you using? What's your opinion on child spacing and family planning?
Also, we want to know, how does it impact the society at large? Remember that I asked a question earlier saying that, what do you think? How many children do you think the average Nigerian family should go by? Should we have three? Should it even be a law? Three children, all Nigerians. If you have more than, you will be arrested.
I think in China, there was a long time ago when China did it, people were saying, no, can't do that. You can't cage us. This is demonic.
Okay.
I know a lot of people say it's demonic. People should live their lives. But China saw ahead that, look, we're going to have a population that will be uncontrollable in the nearest future. And that's why we started by letting you know that by 2050, it sounds like a long time from now, Nigeria, the projection of our population will be 410 million.
That's a lot. That is a lot, Nigeria, my people. I mean, really?
As you speak right now.
Wow.
Right now, as you speak right now, we have, our facilities are being raped. If you know what that means. They're being raped at a very tender age. How do I mean? Facilities that are meant to be for less than, say, 10 people, you have a population of like 1 million people scrambling for those facilities in our society. Now, not just facilities, resources too. Access to resources by a population. Everything, there must be queue. That's because there is limited facility and resources as we speak right now. So one of the ways to address this would definitely be family planning and child spacing. And these decisions will not be made by the government. These decisions will be made by you and I, by Nigerians listening to us right now.
But you see, how many Nigerians, let me even go right down to the average Nigerian. How many of them are aware of family planning and child spacing? How many of them are actually literate when it comes to that?
Big question. And you heard, in the rural areas, the rates of average births that women have is eight children. As against the urban areas where there's some, even in the urban areas where there's some sensitization, there's some knowledge, it's about 5 point something, almost six children, an average woman. And that's telling you that all the figures are pointing to one direction. Something has to be done. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chest alive.
Chest alive.
Good morning. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Precious.
Oh, Precious.
Hi,
welcome.
Precious. Good to have you on the show. I love
you're
excited. I love the energy.
Thank you. I love the topic you're discussing this morning anyway.
All right.
Sorry, I'm kind of driving. If the voice is there.
I hope you're using your hands free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm into family planning.
Okay.
I have two children, and our spacing is 5 years and 4 months.
Wow.
Each. Yeah. When I had the first child, my husband was like, I'm stopping on one. I don't want anything again. Just go for planning. I said, okay, no problem. So I went for the planning. But the day I removed the planning, I used a IUD or something like that. The day I removed it, 2 months after, I conceived. Yeah, that's it. So I was like, this thing is really, really good.
Good.
Then when I gave birth to my second child, 5 years after, I was like, let me change to another plan.
Okay.
I went for injection.
Okay.
My dear, my blood stopped to flow.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I was scared. I couldn't tell my husband this is what I did. I have to run back to the clinic. Doctor helped me out. He gave me some drugs, which I have to be using for a very long time. The moment the thing regulates, I ran back to my former planning. So to me, family planning is very, very okay.
Okay.
As a woman, you wouldn't believe it if I show myself I'm in my 40s. I look like 29.
Wow.
So I have it all. In fact, my husband will tell me, oh, you're this, you're that. So I will encourage women to go for it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We have to go on another break. The last caller spoke very well. We'll be back to take more calls after this.
All right, welcome back, Lagos, Nigeria. It's 3 minutes, going past the hour of 11. Right here, Nigeria Info 99.3. You're still hanging out with the Techers. My name is Andrea Oduobi Tech, and he is...
Collins. Wait for it. A one, a two, a three, a four. Tech.
That's right. All right, family talk is still ongoing.
Yep.
And I want to hear from you this morning. What family planning method are you considering, or have you considered if you're a family person? And then we're also asking, based on the projection and based on the prediction when it comes to the population in Nigeria, do you think that we have to, it has to become a law where families should not exceed a number of children, 3?
What number would you suggest? As it stands right now, averagely is about 6 per woman or 5, based on reports of the UN. And
8 children per woman.
Oh, that's for rural.
Rural
areas. But for urban areas, about 5 or 6.
It's also in Lagos.
Absolutely. So that's the truth. So let's say 8. That's averagely. That's what we have now. Mm-hmm. 8.
I know. Yeah.
8. So should it be a law, like some other countries deployed in the past and without help? Mm-hmm. And what method? And what are your worries about family planning? What's your experience? Let's also state here that whatever method you choose, it must be advised by a doctor.
That's right.
They must check to see that this is what suits you.
Right.
You can't just choose based
exactly
on convenience.
The last caller shared her experience of how the first one worked well for her and she went to try another.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't work well for her. So it has to do, you have to, like you said, seek
medical advice
mm-hmm. for you before you. I've seen some women who go through that, the family planning method. I don't know any which, but you know, it disrupts their system. Some, they don't see their flow anymore. Some, they become so fat. Some, they become so slim. You know, it goes on and on. Different experiences for different women. But we want to know from you. You can hit us up 01465-7190. That is if you're a woman. I'm going to take that number again. 01465-7190.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Just alive!
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah,
on the issue of child spacing, for me, I've been using what they call cactus interrupters.
Okay.
Which is a withdrawal method. I have 3 kids.
And what's the spacing like?
The spacing 3 years. Then 4 years.
2 years and 4 years. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay, so it's working fine for you. But I'm very sure.
It has worked for the past 15 years.
Interesting. Interesting. All right.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing.
So I had one of my bosses that did that vasectomy.
Yes.
Yeah. He did it, although he's a foreigner.
Okay.
He was working here in Nigeria and he had an issue with the wife.
Okay.
So the wife said, if you're not coming back home, that means you have to do vasectomy.
Ah.
So he said, yes, he's going to do it.
Okay.
So he went for the permanent one. After doing it, the wife divorced him.
Wow.
Wow.
And he is on his own now.
Wow.
Not going forward.
Wow.
And the kids are no longer with him. They're with the wife.
Wow. This is heartbreaking. Oh my goodness.
Seriously. Then, for me, the average Nigerian family should have 3 kids.
Three kids. Okay. Maximum.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much for that.
Oh my.
It's on more times too. Well, Ayodele Olanusi on Facebook has a lot of messages on Facebook here. Good morning. The method is okay, but in sincerity of the professional in the area, okay, that makes it difficult for me to accept. A family friend that goes through the process once counseled that if the sperm of the man is not fertile enough, they will look for a fertile one elsewhere without the knowledge of the man due to the amount involved. Wow.
Okay.
Now, Henry Agu said, "What's up, Lagos?" on Facebook. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, the life, he says. We say, cheers to life. Yes, the life. Share the rice. Whatever you want to say, it's good. He says, I'm an advocate of child spacing. My three lovely kids are 4 years older than themselves. Mm. Please, let's encourage it to you. Aha.
Okay.
Now, it's good to educate people. Well done, guys. Good morning. And that's coming from Saint Chinaka. Sami Adiri says, the techers, what's up, Omo? Where did the thing go? Okay, where did the thing go? I need and die. I have three kids and my wife wants one more. And I don't want. I will do it codedly. Hope okay. She's not listening.
Okay.
And Oluwafemi Ayitokpe Joseph says, Collins. You say you upset me yesterday. He said, I sent a message on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and you didn't read it. And I called you 76 times. The guy counted. You didn't pick. I want you to celebrate with me as my marriage turned 9 years yesterday.
Congratulations! Celebration!
9 years! 9 years!
That's a lot.
You don't know, 9 years!
Congratulations!
You try. You go another 9 and another 9 and another 9 and another 9 and another 9 until you have no 9s left.
That's right.
Well, congratulations to you and your lovely wife, Tokwe. Thank you so much for the message. Apologies, I didn't see it. If I did, I would read it.
All right, so we have WhatsApp messages.
Okay.
Tosin Oyedili says, hello, the techers. I have said it continuously, bearing too many children is one of the crux of our problems in this society, in this country. And he says, people give birth and hand them out to beg on the street. Go do house girls and boys, throw them out to become agberos who live and sleep on the street under the bridge. Mm-hmm. And he went on. He says, we need to check our population, period. I think that this is a very good conversation, especially in the North. We have a lot of people. I think that it's a tradition in the North or a culture in the North where a man must have several children. Now, my help who stays with me, her family, she has 9 sisters, 9 family. I mean, 9
wow.
siblings, including her, that's 10. They're 10. Right, and they all are fending for themselves. They're all about going, doing, just like what he said. Mm-hmm. Everybody's about doing what they want to do because their father cannot really fend for everybody. You know.
So bottom line, born the ones you can take care of.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Actually.
Oh boy.
Edozie Dinaji says, "What's up, Lagos? My dynamic OAP couple have missed the show for days." He says, "Cheers to life. Everything good from the end. Love you both, Lows. We love you too."
Mm-hmm.
This is a complaint. I think it's coming from who this person is saying. Cultists fighting in Kurodu Owode Ibeshe will not leave us have peace. Will not let us have peace. Killing themselves every day. Over 10 people dead now. Please let the police and detective do their job and send some scapegoats to prison because there's a new law in Lagos to sentence cultists to 21 years imprisonment. All right, we've seen that.
That's
Thank you.
Common what happened in around Lagos and Ikorodu is a flashpoint for such complaints.
All right.
I hope the government is listening and I must commend the police. Lately, they have been on the roads and showing some sanity on the roads from what I've observed.
Mm.
And people are necessarily are not doing anyhow, especially that Jubilee Bridge. It gone free, clear. I was like, wow, what's going on here? And I must commend the police and indeed other security agencies and transport traffic organization, LASMA, and a host of others.
All right. Taiwo here says, hello, techers. I keep hearing people say vasectomy is irreversible. It is not
Africa's
true.
Africa's number one station for talk.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
He says it's not true. Vasectomy is reversible even after 15 years. Now, I will quickly share that, maybe to just, you know, clarify what it is, if it is reversible and if it is not reversible. I will do that shortly. But let me quickly take some of these messages. Abimbole says, what's up, Lagos? Good job, the techies. I'm of the opinion that an average Nigerian shouldn't have more than 3 children. As my dad would always advise, I shouldn't have more than 3 kids, if possible 2 kids, to be able to take care of them properly like he's doing for me and my siblings. Moses Ayinla says, good morning, the techers. Me, I can't as a man. What if there's a challenge after then, but I encourage my wife too? Good work to you guys. Please help me celebrate my wife. Today's her birthday. Simi Sola Ayinla. Well, okay.
Happy birthday, happy Simi birthday. Sola. Your husband said to celebrate you, we'll do that specially now. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, Simi Sola Ayinla. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. No, I don't like this. Moving on. Yeah, this person says, good morning. I want to remain anonymous. The family planning I know of and effective is combinations 3 and Linofem. Okay. All right, he says, endorsed by USAID and subsidies by the government to encourage family planning. They're sold, contraceptive pill. I think that's what this person is talking about.
Please see a doctor which one is good for you.
That's right. Bodies
are different.
Exactly. And then we didn't ask anybody to give us a... we didn't ask you for prescriptions.
We asked you the one you want, you like.
Exactly. So Mr. Nice Man says, what's up, Lagos? Top of the morning to you, Andrea and Colin Stecker. If there is any family who disagrees on family planning and child spacing, then that's the highest level of ignorance. If you can't cope with it, just go for sterilization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going for family planning. Can't fathom that experience of being father of all nation. And my dream number of children is actually 6. 4 girls and 2 boys.
Wow.
Mr. Nice Man, 6. Well done, oh. May God enlarge your coast in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right. Beniza Etigbim says, good morning, guys. Why does family planning have effects? On my opinion, I feel the mother should just give birth to all the children at once and lock up.
Okay. Does it work that way, though?
It doesn't.
There's got to be a plan. At once, Bawu, you should give... triplets or quadruplet at this time?
Oh, sorry. Tosin Oyedele is a she. Sorry.
Hello, Tosin. Well, let me go back to Facebook too. So there's still some messages on Facebook. I didn't take all of them. Obasanya Olatunji says, what? Kola work. I'm not scared, but outrightly no for me.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the world and be fruitful and multiply.
That's the thing. That is the thing. I also think that because we asked the question earlier that what are the reasons? Why do you think people are against child spacing and family planning? Why are people saying they don't want to do it? And I think religion is part of it.
Mm.
You see people going about
tradition,
saying,
religion.
God has blessed you with this amount of eggs. God has blessed you with this amount of this. Why are you hoarding it? Why are you freezing it? It is abomination. You have to, fruitful and you have to multiply the earth.
Hmm. And there's so many fears. People say, what if the child goes? What if I need to? But you just have to discuss it and go for the best. Someone is saying it was a church, what the UN is saying, and they will keep telling us what others believe about us. Elusa, you cannot live in isolation in the world that we live in. You know, there are people investing money, to ensure that they can get research. Research, if you know our research culture, lifestyle, on the African continent, you realize that there's a lot of work to be done. All right.
That's
so
right.
Based on that, you cannot trash what you hear because you go. You can't do it. If they ask you to go and get the stuff, you don't have the resources
to have proper research.
I'm telling you the actual results. Yeah, that's not to speak down on our research institutes and all that, but they're not competing at any level. That's a fact. They're not competing at any level, and they rely so much on support from that. So I can't take that. I had to take it. My wife did, and our daughter is 3 years old, and we want to space to at least 4 years. Wow, great to know. That's coming from Sunday F. Young. Babs Oluwaseun T on Facebook says, the complete techers on. Let's talk. You know what it is?
What's up,
Lagos? I love that.
Shout out to you.
Wasu Isho said, we are fine. Oh, yeah, let's talk. Okay, great. Well, family planning is good, but a proper medical examination has to be done first.
I agree.
Before administering it to the patient. Thank you. That's coming from Tony Ogban. Tony Ogban, thank you so much for that message. Mm. And that will wrap up for the messages on Facebook so far. We'll go back to the calls now. Remember, it's still Family Talk on What's Up Lagos.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. Let's hear from you. Hello.
What's up, Otto?
What's up?
Prof.
Morning, Chris.
Yeah, share the light. Andrea, my sister, good job.
How you doing? Oh, thank you.
Prof, from you, I'm speaking for myself. Self-discipline. Whenever this topic comes, I will just laugh within myself. I have three kids.
Okay.
And I told my wife, I said, look, I want two.
Okay.
So we have two boys. I spaced them 2 years.
Okay.
Then she started complaining, we should have a girl. That's okay, let's try it. If this one happened to be a girl, don't ever mention this to me. And God answered our prayer. I had a girl. Uh-huh. I called her Obianuju.
Okay.
Yes.
She came when it's
then,
plenty.
Later, about 6 years later, when she traveled home, the mom said, I know why. Only two. Hey, three. You must have. I said, no. You know, after much pressure, I nearly fall victim. But I stood my feet. I said, no, my friend, why are you coming up with this issue now? He said, please now, let's have another girl. So you'll be two boys and two girls. My brother, if to say I listen to her, I go that moment.
You would have had
my baby. My baby for day 3 months when my wife died. How will I do? That baby for be 3 months when my wife died. Those three I have. My daughter was 12 years when she died. I know what I went through. So I want to beg the men, self-discipline. Colin, that area, men should try.
All right.
Discipline itself in that area.
I agree with you.
Totally.
Thank you, Chris.
Whole body. But you see, whole body also comes with challenges, you know.
What are the challenges?
They say body is not firewood.
Hello.
Body is not. This is real life. People are listening now. They say,
I don't understand.
If you try, it no work. That's why you should see a doctor and see a specialist for which works for you. Not everybody can hold themselves, and that's
right,
a fact.
That's right. Dog.
Not everybody.
That's right.
So that's a statement of fact. If you can, good for you. If you cannot, good. Some people will just say withdraw is their own way. They know. But at the end of the day, Not everyone can do it.
Exactly. But anyways, I want to share my personal story. I mean, my mom, right? My mom and my dad, they spaced 2 years for all of their children, right? But I think the reason she kept having children and having children and having children, were five children, right? She kept saying she wanted a male child.
Okay.
She had a first child. It was a girl. The second child was a girl. Said she wants to try again to have a boy. And it was a boy. And, you know, she said again she wants another boy to complete it. Two boys and two girls. And she was a girl.
And a girl came again.
You know, so and I think up. Another reason why a lot of women will put pressure on their men to saying that they want to have kids is because they want to have a certain gender of a child. And it's not just a woman thing this time around. It's also coming from the man. I've heard and seen cases saying, fact, I remember growing up, there was a certain neighbor that we had at the time. We would always hear him beating this woman up. And you know why? Because all his children are girls. He kept beating her up. The moment they are pregnant again and the next child, in fact, I remember when she just had a baby. And I think that child was the third child, and it happened to be twins. Both of them were girls. The man got upset, got furious.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you, he beat.
It's a day wise.
It's a day wise. He beat the hell. I mean, he really beat this woman up because she kept having children that were female gender. And he kept trying, and they still kept having children. In fact, I think how many girls do they have now? All children are girls. I think there's six, and all of them are girls.
And the irony is, I remember we talked about this. The irony is, for you to have a male child is a function of the man.
Of the man, not the woman.
Not the woman.
Oh my goodness. Thank God you said it. Oh my goodness. Thank God you said it.
It's a function of the, is what you give. That's what you get, actually.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, research has shown that. So I don't know why people can say it's you.
It's a witch. Woman's fault.
It's a woman. It's you.
Oh God. Hello.
Okay, ladies, so many calls coming in. Let's squeeze in. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, puto Lagos?
What's up?
That's right. I love the spirit. Good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
Yeah, so... Thank you for the break. I pressed this
button.
This is Auntie Oyibo. Oh, Auntie Oyibo, welcome. Long time. How are you?
I'm fine. I've been calling now, but the problem is you people don't get to pick my calls.
We don't have that power to choose what call to pick. If you enter, we'll pick it straight up. You know, absolutely.
Colin, if you could have entered trouble this afternoon, you know what I mean.
How? How?
You know, see, when I dwelled, was trying to say, what is it? It's my sister. If you do anyhow, we'll like to anyhow.
I can't do anyhow.
Okay.
So, sure, Colin,
in our church, we don't practice all those ones. Believe in it. We don't do...
Okay. So, there's a religion... Okay.
Yes. So how do you go about spacing? You don't do any spacing. If it comes, it comes. Is that how you go about it?
Minus that, you tell your husband or you give yourself space. You know how to go about it, but you don't do it. In Catholic Church, it's not practiced.
Okay.
I see.
All right. Wow.
Family planning. We don't do that in Catholic Church.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you so much for sharing with
us. Thank you for sharing.
That's a lot of... That is pointing to a lot of... It's saying a lot. I mean, we talked about religion also.
And you see, Catholic Church, they have the largest population when it comes to people who are their, you know, members.
I mean, are we all not Catholic at one point? Were we not all part of Catholic, but most Christians?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
So that's to say that a lot of people
do not practice it
because of religion.
But what's the point, though? Is it that what exactly...
Because
is
the Bible
it
says
that the religion is saying
multiply?
And multiply? Is
so
that the reason?
If we are trying to bridge that, we're sinning against God. Maybe
so.
That's
what happens to someone who is a Christian and is trying to be fruitful and multiply, and he's not getting that? So is that person going against?
The phone lines are buzzing.
All right, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life!
Cheers to life!
Yes!
How you guys?
Oh my!
How you doing? How is that toothache?
You don't go.
Ah, thank God. Glory be to God. Andrea, I didn't hear from you yesterday.
Yeah. My baby had to take his immunization, so I had to be there.
I just told my husband. That was the same thing I told my husband. I think I said he's like, she took a baby for immunization. Thank God.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Very well.
I want again to bring him on air.
Hey, the day is coming. In fact, he's preparing himself.
Okay, my own opinion on this, what's it called? Family planning. Mm. I so much believe in it.
Mm.
The very first time I did mine was injection, and I never liked what I turned out to be.
Mm.
I added weight seriously.
Mm.
As in, I added weight seriously. I was waiting for that thing to just expire, and I said, I was not going back to it again. So I had to discuss with my husband that, come, Mr. Man, let's do withdrawal. I'm not ready for this injection thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a skin lady, so I don't want to go back to that statue I saw the last time. No.
Yes.
And since then, even until sometimes, Baba will get carried away sometimes, you know, but my dear, it's withdrawal. That's all I know.
Okay.
And it's been working well.
Okay, great. That's some discipline, man.
Yeah, it's a lot.
A lot of discipline.
It's a lot. Hello? I do call us back 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Andre.
Hi, good morning. Oh, my goodness, this person called me Andre. Do you know me from somewhere?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited. I'm actually getting cute.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. Hi, Ben.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Teke, the first time I'm actually calling Teke on this show.
Oh, really? Wow.
I've been trying for ages, really.
Wow. Great to have you.
Welcome.
You made it.
And I got so lucky that I'm actually calling the two of you together.
Aww.
I'm so excited.
We're happy too. Now,
my name is Ben. Fine. The lady called in
a while ago and said the Catholic Church does not practice family planning.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Hmm.
Now, what we do is a natural birth control.
Okay.
And it's called Billing Method.
Mm.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
what it does is actually watch your body signs.
Okay.
To be able to know when you'll be at a heat period.
Okay.
That's for a woman.
Okay.
And once you'll be able to just still know that, you know, okay, now this is the peak.
Mm-hmm.
Abstain.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So once you abstain from actually making love at that period, you know you won't actually get pregnant because you're actually watching your body signs.
Okay.
I belong to a facilitator of marriage counselors.
Okay.
And that is one of the things you actually teach in the class before you actually get married.
Okay.
Sure.
Very, very effective. No side effects.
That's right.
And if you're
the natural way, okay.
Young,
all right.
One thing it also does again is it actually makes the couples to be very, very intimate because you now understand once you're checking all the signs, you know, you have all the markings on you. We call it chatting.
Mm-hmm.
So the husband understands as well. In fact, from the classes when you have it, you realize that the men are more interested in the chat than the women.
Okay. Mm.
And I know, Collins, I know you know the reason why.
Of course.
So that you won't come and tell me, I know the.
Mm.
So those are the things. We actually practice
all right.
Family planning in the Catholic Church. And
okay. Good. Oh, boy.
All right. Thank you so much. I think a WhatsApp message actually came in earlier and then, you know,
mentioning that.
But we'll talk about that in just a moment. But we have to go on a break. We'll be right back.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
All right, we're right back at Cheers 11:30 on the DOT right here. Uh-huh. What's up, Lagos? With the techies giving you great vibes, great radio, fun radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just great radio and fun radio, we're also learning stuff here. Shout out to you listening from all over the world. I hope you're having a great time with the techies. Okay, straight up, we're moving to the WhatsApp messages. We've been talking family planning and child spacing. We're also hearing from you. Family planning method are you going by, or have you considered, or have you implemented? Which of them have you? And we're also asking, right, if we are to say the government, right, to come up and give a law, how many children should a family have?
Hmm.
What number would you, you know, go by? We're saying three. We're saying three. I mean, some people say three. In fact, most people say three. So I want to hear from you as well. So feel free to call it 0700-993-993-993.
We'll take more calls. Do not forget, we'll also take a glance at the social media highlights where Jasmine will join us for some conversations on social media. But now, let's get more of these calls. Move away from your radio.
Lagos.
What's up?
Well done to you too. We're fine. We hope you're fine too.
Okay, as for the family planning master,
the one I
did is insertion, the one they call it call.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When I had my first baby, because I don't want to just rush into it the second time because of the first experience.
Yes.
So I went to do that one and it was fine.
Okay.
So when I needed to remove it, I went there to remove it. And after 2 months, I conceived, I took him.
Wow.
Hmm.
So what I noticed about the coil was that my husband was complaining that he has difficulties inside.
Hmm.
So I went to hospital, I complained to them. They said that is his mindset.
Oh, okay.
So I removed it, now put another one, the same thing. So I tried the injection. The injection on I was bleeding excessively.
Mm.
So I had to remove it. Then I now went back to the infection. So since then, I had my second baby. She's 2 years plus.
Ah,
no problem.
Great.
I'm free with it.
Great. All right.
Okay.
Oh, I think that she has just explained what the first, I mean, there's a caller that mentions that she tried the first one. She went again to try another and, you know, it reacted differently. So we still go back to saying that before you take any, you implement any of the family planning method, make sure that you have gone through a series of examination or tests to know which works perfectly for your body. Because, you know, hormones here and there fighting back. You have to know what works for your body before you can use it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
All right. Are we going to take more calls or straight to WhatsApp messages?
Mine, you can go on WhatsApp after this call.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. What's up, Lega?
What's up?
We're still in the morning.
Okay. This is actually my first time. I'm a first time caller.
Great to have you. What's your name?
Welcome,
please?
welcome.
My name is Chikodi.
Chikodi. Okay.
Let's talk.
Okay. I want to talk about the lady that mentioned that in Catholic Church they don't practice family planning. We do.
Okay.
Yes.
Because during the marriage
counseling,
that was actually one of the courses they taught us.
Okay.
And we're given a book pertaining everything you need to know about that billing method.
Okay.
It's actually a natural way where you can shut up your body, know your fertile days, know every sign that you need.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's really helping because that is actually what I'm using.
Okay. So
then,
Sorry. How many children do you have and how well did it work when it comes to your spacing?
Okay, the first one is will be 11 this year.
Okay.
The second will be 9.
Okay.
Okay.
And the third is 5.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay, and another thing, as for the number of the kids one supposed, there are some factors, you know, that affect those things.
Okay.
At times, couple might have intention of having 2, 3, but due to gender of certain, so it usually affects it. Like in my own case, I've always wanted to have 3, you know, and even my husband, the same thing. But we are felt connected by nature or because we were all 3 girls. So now we are like trying to have the fourth one, but we don't want to play with chances. So we're actually like going to do gender selection through IVF.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So that's the many factors that affect. Not that people just want to have babies.
Many kids.
Although there are some people that want to have as many, you know, it's a natural thing.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I've seen someone who told me she just loves kids. She just loves having kids.
Mm.
So it's her own way, you understand?
Yeah.
Not considering the population and all those things.
Okay.
But for me, I wanted to have 3. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you so much. I mean, that's a lot said, a lot going on. I think the part 2 of this will probably have would have
a specialist
to join,
a gynecologist,
and talk about.
I think I would love that.
Yeah, because there's so many questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are ready to say, hey. You know, we can clear
the vasectomy alone scared a lot of men. Is irreversible? Is irreversible? Now, I want you to know that there is not all. Let me read this. Almost all vasectomy can be reversed. However, this doesn't guarantee success in conceiving a child. All right, vasectomy reversal can be attempted even if several years have passed since the original vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is, it means that it can be reversed. Okay, but it doesn't. I mean, that's where the clause is. That's where the fear is. That we know that it can be reversed, but that would mean that I have to start trying to have a child. I think the same thing happens, you know, for women as well. I know a friend of mine who did a family planning method. I'm not sure which this time. And, you know, she did it for 4 years. And then when she removed it, it became a problem for her to conceive again.
Huh.
She kept having miscarriages. She kept, you know, it became a problem for her. I don't know why, but, you know, that's all her experience, you know. So it could be either ways. This person here says, good day, please. Catholic Church do practice family planning. It's called Billy Method. We were taught during marriage course. Okay, thank you.
I think a lot of people have addressed that already.
In fact, people are still sending messages as to Catholic Church. You know, I told you about the population. So people are sending their messages to defend what she said. A lot. In fact, almost all the messages now is all about the Catholic Church.
Mm. That's right.
Great.
And now that we have that out of the way, I think we should be wrapping up and bring in the conversation for the social media highlights. Guys, the whole idea is just so we can bring you up to speed with some of the relevant and conversational happenings on the social media space and have your opinion. Some of them, you know, that's where you also find the thoughts of different people, how people think, you know, because it's a free air, you know, it's not a place regulated by NBC or anybody. Mm-hmm. People can say things, so you can hear people's mind gone. So from time to time, we get to bring these conversations to the fore. And have you get your take on them as we proceed. It looks like the phone lines have refused to stop buzzing, and which is a great thing, but we must have to stop the calls just for now so that we can move on in just a moment. Like we said, a part two will be here.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I want to take this message. This person wants to be anonymous, and she's saying, "What's up, Lagos? I like to remain anonymous. And I had all my four kids via CS. I planned for two kids, but birth control failed me. After my last baby, I did a BLT, which is permanent. My husband doesn't know." Wow.
Wow, wow, woostick.
Maybe you should explain really what BLT is. But she did, I think, wow.
Maybe it's one of the times.
And she says her husband does not know about it.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I mean, you're bold enough to say it. Let's go on a music break. We have to. Should we?
It's necessary at this point in time. We'll go on a short break, a musical break, and when we come back, it will be the social media highlight. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Focus. See me at a try. Focus. Can I use this got that my thinking? Oh, and I know they know what's up. Say if I let me know, what's in day your mind, and I'll let you know, what's in day my mind. So if you both know, what's in we define, straight to the point, make we know it's a time. Say you don't need to the booker, you don't need to the phone. I just only need to let me know, if I know what you want. Say you don't need to the booker, no, no, you don't need to the phone. I just only need to let me know. You driving me crazy, I'm feeling so dizzy. Story, money, baby. You driving me crazy, I'm feeling so dizzy. Do like a person, don't be crying. And if you like a person, show your sign. I know say I be play at those times, oh no. So if I let me know, what's in your mind, and I will let you know, what's in my mind. So if you both know, what's in we define, straight to the point, make we know it's a time. Say you no need to the booker, you no need to the phone. I just only need to let me know, you wanna what you want. Say you no need to the booker, no, no, you no need to the phone. And you only need to let me know. Do you know what you want? Money, you driving me crazy, yeah. I'm feeling so dizzy. Story, money, baby. You driving me crazy, yeah. I'm feeling so dizzy, yeah.
When you say because of love, you go hurt yourself or engage in things that would hurt you and say, man, it's because of your love that I'm doing this to myself. Is that smart?
Hmm.
Is that smart?
Wow.
Well, all I have to say to you is...
Continue.
Anyways, we're back on the show and we're back to have you join us right now for the social media highlights on Nigeria's number one for talk. So guys, for the last topic we had, we definitely have another part of it.
That's right.
We'll have another part of it. We'll definitely let you know when.
Mm-hmm.
And not tomorrow. Tomorrow is a feel-good day.
Yes,
calm day, you know.
It's vibes.
You know, it's the vibes, games and all. So we'll have our family games. And we'll be doing a very special exercise tomorrow.
Yes, I can't wait, guys.
Very special exercise.
It's going to be fun. Like, you just have to grab a bottle wherever you are tomorrow and just do some cheers to life.
Yes.
But we'll tell you how it would go tomorrow. So make sure you're part of the show tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. And Jasmine is here now, ready to bring us the social media highlights. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, guys. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
You're glowing. You're shining.
Oh,
you're
thank
looking
you.
Up. Thank
you.
Show us the way. Let me talk like something.
Thanks a bunch.
I know. So tell us, what's happening on social media?
Yeah, so the topic for the social media highlights is something that has been going on for over a week, and it has to do with cheating as per infidelity. But the amount of people that have been called out for infidelity is relating to married couples. We talked about one of them, which was Quavo and Tweety. Quavo and Tweety are not married,
on
but
Tuesday.
Then yeah, on Tuesday. But then a lot of, you know, cases have been, you know, arising on social media, like Adekunle Gold and a popular journalist who is also a marriage counselor in America. Yes. And he wrote a book about cheating, actually, and how if you cheat, you're going against God. Like, he wrote a whole book, right? And so social media has been going crazy, right? So we have a couple of questions that we just really want to throw out there. And it is, number one, one of the question is having multiple partners worse than actually being cheated on publicly? Like, would you have your partner cheat on you secretly, or would you have it that, okay, cheat on me secretly, don't let the world know, or cheat on me and then the public knows? Is there like a preferred, like, you know, is there like a preferred bass boost? Like, is there a preferred slap?
I don't know. I don't want to be a part of cheating. I don't know.
There's actually more, right?
Okay.
Is cheating gender-based, right? Because it's cheating gender-based, because we've seen from the comments on social media how men are being excused for cheating. They're not being dragged, right? Mm-hmm. And we also saw a couple of cases where married women cheated on their husbands, and social media was like,
yeah,
up and down.
That's right.
We saw a couple of clips of men actually beating their wives, and even their friends videoing them being beaten. Yes, and recording it.
That's right.
Yes, and I think a couple of clips have been seen on social media and the blogs. And yeah, that's basically what we are going to be talking about today.
Okay, so first of all, we want to know if you prefer to be cheated in public or secretly.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Man, cheating is cheating, oh, and I don't want to be a part of anything cheating. So don't just cheat, simple and short. Would it be in secretly or in public? I don't know. One day, the secretly will still become public, right? One day, the secret cheating will become public. The other party will be like, the world needs to know we're together. Like, why are you hiding this, you know? It would definitely become public one day. So I do not want you to cheat. Don't cheat, simple and short.
What if you had to pick between the two?
I don't want to pick.
What if you were in that spot? Because no, we have to talk about the fact that there are women that have said with their own mouths and have opinions related to, you know what, cheat, right? But don't let me know. Don't let the public know.
Aye, aye, aye.
Maybe that's what's encouraging cheating, right?
Yes, because actually I've seen a woman who said, let my man go ahead. Now, this woman came to complain to me that her man has been sleeping with a lot of people, different girls. She showed me the pictures and she was asking, what should she do? Should she go? Yeah, she showed me pictures of this. Yeah, she went ahead to dig to know who they were, their social media pages and all of that. She had someone do that dirty work for her. And she came about and, you know, saying that, I want to go and do something with this. What do you think I should do? And, you know, she went ahead and saying that all she tells her husband, just make sure you use a condom, but, you know, go ahead and do what you want to do. I'm tired of fighting. He's like, nobody can tell you what to do. So there are women who actually, you know, from the place of, I can't control this man anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't tell him to do what not and anymore. So, let him go ahead and cheat. But, you know, my sanity, I want it. Just leave me with my sanity.
Okay, to follow up that question, do you actually believe that there are men that don't cheat?
Yes.
It's very possible.
Yes.
In this day.
Said yes
and
to
age.
That. Absolutely yes to
100%
that.
Commitment and loyalty.
But what is cheating, by the way? Definition of cheating.
Ooh.
Well, from the context of which we are discussing, it has to do with a man
slipping,
and a woman,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, there are other people
that
also
of people do not,
feel like texting is cheating too. Emotional cheating, like having to conversate with another woman and share.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you guys... Well, he asked a question. Let's hear from the audience. What do you think cheating is?
Well, oh my goodness. Some time ago, we sampled opinions of people on faithfulness, their spouse on faithfulness, and they had a number of things to say.
Yeah.
Maybe we should listen to that before we bring Lagos in, right?
Okay.
Okay, first of all, what does it mean to test somebody? Like, I will meet one of my friends now that is still cool and cute. I'll say, Alpha, take my babe number, go try come. Go try spin them if she go fall. First of all, I know the devil guys I move with. If anyone mean you are supposed to fall. Like, it is natural. So I'm not going to give my girlfriend's number to any of my guy friends.
Well, that was addressing the fact that some people go as far as just to test faithfulness. Because the reason for testing people's faithfulness is because when they're suspecting that it's cheating or the possibility of cheating and all that. So there's a question Jasmine asked, the question she asked that, are there men, I don't know why you say men, because there are also women who do not cheat.
Are there
men in Nigeria who do not cheat? The answer is absolutely yes.
And what would you prefer if you were to pick?
To pick cheating in public and cheating in...
Cheating is cheating. Cheating is cheating. And the nice thing about it is that just because someone did it once does not mean they've always been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you have not caught someone doesn't mean they're
not doing it.
So that's crazy. I lived in an estate one time that this man was based in Abuja, doing the work in Abuja, and they don't have any time. I think the man had one or two wives thereabout. That was the situation. But there was this guy who was in our compound, and I remember he always had conversations with me and say, man, that baby will say, I don't know, have you found out if that lady is married or not? You say the baby's married, or say the babe saying he complained about the husband and all that. Man, I wasn't comfortable with that at all. So, and then I later found out that this guy was, you know, not only the lady realized that the guy needed money, of course. The guy was caught in our house at that time, was caught in there. So he needed money and then was feeding the guy, making sure that giving the guy to commit to being available for her to cheat on her husband with the guy, just so the guy can also get money to feed, you know, meet a deal, I mean, meet up with his demands, or what do you call it?
Yeah.
Meet his needs. And that is a common story in Lagos. I'm saying this now, people will be like, not true.
Though.
It's a common story in Lagos. So, and in that case now, the man never knew. The man, when he comes around, out of my house, just think, hey, God. He will come around and everything is fine. You see how the wife, they're going on as if everything is good. And then I was just like, this man now does not know. And the man will probably be saying that, my wife is perfect, my wife is the best, and all that. And that buttresses the point that whenever, what you don't know, does not mean that it's not happening.
Yes. Yeah. And then, like you said, cheating is not gender-based. It's not gender-based. Women do it. Men do it. But, you know, the question you asked is, can we find men who are 100% committed in your relationship? I agree that, yes, you can find people who are 100%, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like there are so many factors in this day and in this age of new generation and social media and, you know, things being completely explicit, you know, online, right? And so, you know, people have also accepted the norm of naturally people not having to deal with one partner, right? Even a celebrity called Black Bone said that it's time we realize that humans are not wired to have only one partner. We are wired to have several partners, at least 2 to 3 or 4 partners, right? Mm. And he said that that's the reason why we have so many men and women, having extra partners.
Blackbone can say what, everybody can say whatever they want to say. I mean, that's the social media. People come up with opinions. How they form these opinions, we might need to question them. But what I think the main conversation here should be is, are we stylishly regularizing cheating in this present day reality? Because we hear comments on social media like, what's the big deal? You know, you can make it openly. Yes. You could just, is it stylishly? Are we gradually regularizing us, agreeing that cheating is normal?
Yes.
Especially cheating for men, and you know, in most cases. Oh, I know, unless it's not gender based.
Yeah, and actually now that we're having to pick between cheating publicly and cheating private.
Going back to the dear colleague, I hope it's not true anyway.
Well,
they could go and see me.
Well,
it was allegedly said.
Okay.
Yeah, well, there were a couple of, you know, evidences here and there that show that he was actually
cheating.
Have they talked?
Well, the ladies just locked their Instagram accounts. No one said anything. A lot of people, you know, went to the blogs, DMs sides, yes, and sites, and actually commented that yes, they've seen this lady. You know, there was like a whole analysis of their, you know,
I don't drop a song afterwards.
Series just, of, you know, saying, meetups and conversations and text messages. So it was very, very slimy, right? Mm. And you know, like I said, a couple of celebrities have been in this puddle,
a mess of
cheating this month, and it's very sensitive.
Is it? Because I and my husband were talking about this yesterday when we saw this gist, and he was saying it's not possible for people in the public space to actually remain not cheat. And I'm like, really though, should we go that lane? We have people who are celebrities who have been committed in their relationships. So yeah, I know the pressure is there. They have pressures from different men. And I think what you were saying is you have a lot of girls coming at them. How many do you want to turn down? I'm like, you can actually turn
down.
But
you know what they say about creatives, right? Creatives are not sane people. They have the wildest vices ever.
That's right.
And naturally they are pushed to explore,
yes,
and
absolutely
misbehave, right? Right, because of their, creative capacity and the fact that they're allowed to just do whatever. And I just feel like it's really hard because, you at a point can say, I want to be faithful, But then look at Adekule's own situation, right?
Yes.
He probably said he wanted to be faithful, but that girl was in his music video, right? So they probably got a connection. And from the DMs that we saw, they said, they were just friends at some point, but he kept on using her for certain music videos and referring her. So a connection has been built, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably, she's just my friend, and something turned into something.
Hmm. Oh God, help us.
Okay, well, Ali sent a message, a tweet here, I think commenting on previous conversations. The population growing faster than economy. That means Nigeria is growing poorer as the population increases. Limiting to 2 children per family will cause our population to stabilize. In my opinion, at 200 million, we are enough.
That's right.
Oh boy. Okay, I have to just take that.
Yeah, so, I just want to drop a couple of tweets.
Okay.
For what, social media had to say about it. And I really like this one. Someone said, cheating has become so normalized that people act like loyalty is something to be proud of.
Yeah.
When it should be standard.
Normal, yes. Hmm. That's very correct.
Yes. Someone said this generation normalized cheating, toxic and unhappy relationships, and I don't want that.
Hmm.
Yeah, someone said flirting is cheating. Linking up, hiding it from your partner is cheating.
Hmm.
Messaging other people behind your partner's back is cheating. Hmm. Exclamation mark. If you have to hide and delete your messages from your partner so they don't see it, that is also cheating. You don't have to physically cheat, But don't get it twisted. Everything is cheating.
All right. All right. It's 11:56 on the clock already.
Mm-hmm.
So messages here are saying, this person saying, good morning, the teke. So me, they cheat coded Leo. All right. Good wow. for you.
You this see, other person this is says, the braggest stuff we're talking
I'm
about.
I'm telling you. This other person says, I don't cheat 100%. Love you guys. All right. Shout out to you. But you know, at this point, we have to step out of the studio. It has been an interesting show so far. Thank you, Jasmine, for giving us the gist and juice on social media.
Thank you, too.
All right, at this point, we have to say our goodbyes. I hope you had a great time hanging out with the techies today on the show. We talked family planning and child spacing. And I hope that we learned a few things. For some men who are afraid of vasectomy, go and read up about it. All right. And for some women who are also considering family planning methods, make sure that you seek a medical advice before using any of the methods and show that you can find the one that would be suitable for your body system.
Mm.
Hi, Collins. It's time we go.
That's right. It's time we will pack our bags and left the studio like two, like we never
like,
came.
Like, da.
Yeah. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
And God bless Nigeria.
Plastic tips till we saw the sun.